Right about now, each and every year, we're faced with the fact of life in sales. And it's the old call me back after the holidays stall. Now, on top of that, this year, 2020, we've all been dealing with longer sales cycles and buyers who are a bit more hesitant thanks to the pandemic. So this week on the Sales Playbook podcast, we're going to talk about a tactic called the potato chip demo and how you can use it to expedite your deals. My name is Paul Castain from Castain Training Systems, and I'm the author of the YourSalesPlaybook.com blog and your host for the Sales Playbook podcast. I've personally trained over 30,000 sales reps, sales leaders, and business owners to sell more. So get your playbooks ready because school is now in session. This week's episode of the Sales Playbook podcast is brought to you by our upcoming webinar on December 15th, and it's called How to Sell to the Hesitant Buyer. We're going to be talking about it at the end of the webinar. If you want to go check it out now, and you could do so safely, I mean, certainly pull the car over. We don't need you texting and driving. Please visit yoursalesplaybook.com/sell now. So this week we're going to be talking all about this crazy concept of using a potato chip demo to expedite our deals, right? Again, we said this time of year, what do we hear a lot of? Call me back after the holidays. Call me back in the first quarter. We have a lot of people delaying and being hesitant and stalling. But also, this is a year where we've seen a lot of that anyway. Right? So this tactic isn't just for call me back after the holidays. This is something that we can use at any time, but I think it's going to be really meaningful to you during the pandemic and just shortening the sales cycle. So let's start with a little definition so we're all learning from the same perspective. What in the hell is a potato chip demo? So first of all, this idea of a potato chip anything is designed to make someone hungry for more, right? To build anticipation, to bring them in and create more engagement, especially between meetings. And that's when I believe that you and I are most vulnerable in sales. Hey, listen, when we're face to face and we're doing the discovery call, needs analysis, certainly the demo, right? I mean, unless we really suck at it, we've got a good portion of their attention, right? As much as you know, could be expected under these circumstances. I know that people are distracted and more distracted with everything going on in the world, but I think we'd all agree that we're going to be at our best when we're having that demo or that Zoom meeting or that conference call or whatever it is. But it's that time between meetings that these deals can lose momentum, where perhaps someone could be whispering in their ear and moving them away from your solution. It could be your competitor, right? That would never happen. A competitor wouldn't be trying to keep them away from you. It could be one of the stakeholders, who knows, right? But the whole point is, we need to build that anticipation. We need to stay top of mind, because when we're not, then we lose momentum. And it's just like anything else. If you could envision going uphill with your car, we take the foot off the gas. What happens, man? We could start to roll backwards. How effed up would that be? And we don't need that. We don't need crashing the damn car on top of the year that we had. Add that to the shit sandwich. that is this pandemic. So the potato chip demo is when we use one of any of the above or below formats that I'm about to share with you, whether we use a WebEx and pre-record just kind of a bite-sized demo. I'm going to give you examples in a minute, so bear with me. It could be you can pre-record kind of a Zoom meeting where you're talking with someone on your team about a particular thing that was of interest to the prospect. It could be other things too. It could be just straight up video. But anything that demonstrates something that is important to the decision maker. Okay, so I think right about now, we need to have a couple of examples. This is going to be a shorter podcast today, which I shouldn't say because every damn time I say that, we end up by going like an hour and change or something like that. But I believe today is going to be a shorter podcast. But before I share the examples, one thing that I just really want to emphasize with you, the difference between a potato chip and a full-out meal, if you will, where we're giving them lots and lots and lots of info, is something that makes someone want more, which is a potato chip, because you can't just eat one, versus having a full belly. We don't want to send them away with a full belly. We want to kind of bring them into this thing at a deeper level. And there's actually a cool secondary tactic that we're going to marry in with this. So let's get into some examples, because I feel like I've kind of beaten around the bush enough here. So the first thing is where we can use the potato chip demo is maybe there's an aspect of your solution that really resonated with the buyer, right? That it just really, when you talked about it, they were asking lots of questions. Maybe they flat out told you, oh my gosh, man, that would really, for us, you know, make the deal, right? We've all had those moments. It happens in different ways, shapes, and forms. So in this instance, what you can do, if you use WebEx or whatever format or platform, if you will, that you've been using for your meetings and your demos and things like that. Now, I use something called AnyMeeting, which is a fraction of the cost of WebEx. But with all of these, what you can do is you can record your demo, which I think you should be doing anyway, because I think it's an awesome thing to send along to someone afterwards as a reinforcement. And this is going to be different. This isn't going to be that example where we're recording the demo. You're going to pre-record a different one, one where your prospect isn't in that meeting. And what you could do there is you could just simply review that functionality that resonated with them. Now, you might be thinking, well, what's the difference between me having done that in the meeting and me either doing it again or taking it to another level? Well, taking it to another level is different than what you did in the meeting, number one. And number two, this is going to be just a short and sweet. All of these examples are going to be short and sweet. And what I mean by that, under 5 minutes, we want to make them hungry. But you're going to be focusing in on that functionality that resonated with the prospect. Now, right about now, I think it's important that you understand another tactic. This isn't the secondary tactic. I don't know, man. Maybe there's going to be three freaking tactics here that we do. Maybe I should have thought it out. But seriously, I talk a lot about the importance of repetition. And repetition is incredibly important to us in sales and in life. And I want you to think about it. Your whole life, you have been surrounded by repetition. And the best part of it is, because it was done properly, you were never even aware of it. So if we do it properly in sales, they will never be aware of it, that we're being repetitious. So let me just give you some examples from your life where you've been around repetition. First of all, the entire time you were in school, it was full of repetition. If you watch any TV or if you read any kind of publications, you are, once again, surrounded by repetition. How so? With advertising. The advertising industry banks on repetition, right? They say it's the mother of skill. I also say it's the mother of brand, right? Whatever you say and do repeatedly and consistently as a sales professional, repeatedly and consistently over time, becomes associated with you. Almost like if we were to play word association, people would have certain feelings and associations to you. But really, in this context now, what we're talking about is repetition is what we're going to use to kind of separate us from all the other solutions that are out there. We're going to use repetition maybe to put them at ease because they're hesitant, right? And they're not as quick to pull the trigger. So example number one is when you take an aspect of your solution that resonated, and you're going to use a little bit of repetition, go back, pre-record a 3 to 5 minute potato chip demo on WebEx or any meeting or whatever platform, and you're going to send it along. Now, what makes this a potato chip demo is not only because it's short and sweet, but because of the secondary tactic that we're going to be using in all these examples that I'm about to share with you. So the secondary tactic, if you've been listening to me for a while, you're going to say, I know exactly what Castain's talking about. If you're new to the podcast, well, I guess we're going to learn something new that you haven't heard before. We call it the reverse call to action. A traditional call to action would be, I would ask you to do something after, say, that demo. Well, okay, you know, here's a link. Click on this link or whatever, right? Or I'm going to be sending you something. It could be something like, give me a call to discuss further or whatever. That's your traditional type of call to action, certainly in an email. Reply to this email, click this link or whatever. But with a reverse call to action, we're doing the opposite. We're not asking them to do anything. What we're doing instead is giving them a heads up of something we're going to be doing and to be on the lookout for it. So what we do is we give them just enough in that potato chip demo to make them hungry, and then we offer resolution. Now, the reason why this is a powerful tactic, this idea of resolution, a powerful psychological tactic, is because the brain seeks resolution. This is why something that's mysterious to us draws us in. We have this need to resolve things. We don't like things open-ended. Certainly the brain doesn't. So what we're going to do here at the end of the demo, the potato chip demo, is we're going to kind of offer that resolution with the reverse call to action. And there's different ways that you could be doing it, but certainly in this example, what you could do at the end of the potato chip demo is say, I'm actually going to be calling you on Tuesday, say, you know, 9:45 a.m. to tell you the rest of this. I didn't want to take up your whole afternoon by doing this. I wanted to at least let you know that we heard you when we met with you. I'm actually going to be calling you at 9:45 with the rest of the story, if you will. See what we've done there? We've built anticipation. Even if we don't build anticipation for that next phone call, and even if you feel that we're not setting up that next phone call, at the very least, we've had a moment where they're thinking about us between meetings, and we're doing it in a way that's not so typical. This typical way is, I'm calling to check in, right? I mean, we've all done that. We've all been guilty of it, but it's incredibly typical. And your job is not to be typical. In fact, it was the late, great Jack Welch who once said, your job is not to be boring. If you find yourself being boring, slap yourself. That's what the late, great Jack Welch once said. And I kind of like that. I got to be honest with you. So let me give you example number two. Example number two is something I actually thought of for the guy who owns the cigar lounge where I go to. And he does a lot of weddings. And what they do with these weddings is they set up a little cigar bar and they hand roll cigars there. And this is just a really nice, classy thing that they do at weddings. Now, one of the things that they do is they, aside from hand rolling these cigars, they have these customized bands that go around the cigar, almost like the label would be on a cigar. And it has the bride and groom's name and the date. But the really classy thing that they do is they monogram a humidor with the name of the bride and the groom and the date of the wedding. So one of the ways that this person could use a potato chip demo is, now really in that world, doing a WebEx and sending it along would be overkill and kind of maybe a tad crazy, right, for a bride and groom. But what if this person, the owner of that cigar shop, videoed, just took a quick video of a humidor that he just designed and said, hey, I was thinking about our conversation the other day, and I realized seeing is believing, and where it might be a little difficult for you to come to me, I thought I'd bring the humidor to you and let you see how beautiful this looks, right? Or how about these cigars? Look at how classy these are. You know, and I was wondering, you know, how this might fit into your special day. Do you see how that's a little bit different, guys, and how this could reinforce the message that he had already? Again, it's short and it's sweet. Something like that video could be less than 1 minute. But man, that 1 minute video could pack so much punch. And again, he could marry it in with the reverse call to action. So after he finishes that video, right at the end of the video, he could say, I'm actually going to give you a call on Thursday afternoon at 2:15 to simply follow up and tell you a few other things that we've been doing at the many weddings that we've been doing out here on Long Island. So, you know, again, that's another way that we can use the reverse call to action, and certainly the potato chip demo. Let me give you a third example right now. Sometimes in your needs analysis, you're going to find out that one of the main things is this concept of having a good service department. And let's just say you have an awesome sales service department. One of the things you could do is you could do a little quick 3 to 5 minute deal. You could do a Zoom meeting with you and your head of the service department. Again, it could be perfectly safe, perfectly social distance. So instead of you and a prospect on a Zoom call, it will be you and the head of your service department on a Zoom call, just the two of you, and you will record that meeting. And then what you can do, send that along to the prospect. Now, I'm not just saying some random conversation where you guys are shooting the shit about what you did over the weekend and the football game and how this team sucks and how fantasy football is killing you this year. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about you could maybe talk, and almost like you're interviewing the head of the service department, you could say something along the lines of, let's just say you're talking to Ted, the head of your service department. You could say something like, hey, Ted, you know, I'm making this video, if you will, for Nancy. And one of the things that Nancy expressed to us as a concern was the response time of other service teams in the past. Could you take, I was thinking about the system that we have in place to ensure a prompt response. I thought it would be best if she heard it right from you. Could you take Nancy through, you know, the five-step system that we have in place right now? So do you guys see what's happening there? Now we have another person on the team reiterating what you probably said in the other meeting, but now they're hearing it from someone else. That repetition thing is important. So I don't care if you've said this 70 times to someone. Hearing it in a different way from a different person and via a different vehicle, if you will, right? The vehicle is the way we deliver the message to someone. That could go a long way. So that's something that you can do. The next thing that you can do, this will be the fourth suggestion that I have for you, and then we'll start wrapping this up. The other thing you can do is you could answer a question or teach someone something that would be valuable to them, right? Because this is important. Don't we always hear, well, you got to add value? Or for a while, people were talking about how it's very important, not so much to add value after the fact, like a value add, but kind of, you know, offer that value up front, which I'm a big advocate of. The part where I roll my eyes at other sales trainers is when they make these blanket bullshit statements like, we got to add value. Okay, great. How do I do that? And then they trail off and disappear. So yeah, we agree that value is important, but how do we do it? How do we add value? How do we offer value up front? Many ways to do that. But in this aspect, first of all, we could certainly answer a question. Now, I'm not talking about making a big event out of a simple question, but sometimes prospects oversimplify something and it needs something more in depth. Perhaps the answer could use the help of something visual, or perhaps a screenshot, perhaps a video where actually, you know, you could take them to that piece of machinery and you could talk about it as they're looking at it. You see, that changes the whole conversation. So that is an instance right there where you could use the potato chip demo. you can deliver it that way. But the other thing too, when we talk about maybe teaching somebody something, how many times have we been in a meeting and maybe somebody said, yeah, that's something I really wish I knew more about. And you know, as it relates to perhaps, you know, your conversation, I'm not talking about you're in a meeting talking about your widget and somebody's talking about, you know, how they want to learn how to cook filet mignon. And then you do a video on cooking filet mignon and all of a sudden, you know, you're Guy Fieri now. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about things that relate to what it is that you sell or are closely related or close enough. That can be important. But what I want you to realize that in the moment where perhaps we teach someone something, it's not so much that we are doing a demo as we are demonstrating our expertise. Don't ever forget that people buy us before the solution, before the company, before all the bells and whistles. They're making a decision about us. So one of the things that I feel is incredibly important is that you and I, not once and then we check a box, but repeatedly demonstrate our expertise. And I think if you're doing that right from the start of the sales cycle, you are creating something that is more competitor resistant. Because when you think about it, unless you have something so exclusive, you can replicate a solution. The part that they really can't replicate until cloning comes a long way is you and I, right? They can't replicate you. Now, we're very quick, almost like that value thing. I add value. Yeah, how? Right? And we're very quick to also say, well, I'm the difference. See, that's an awesome phrase. But how are you the difference? See, because if you can't articulate how you make the difference, you're just saying some cute shit that you read in, you know, a sales book or heard on a sales podcast or whatever. So you really have to be able to demonstrate it. And when we talk about evidence, and I always talk about evidence here, we use evidence to reduce and eliminate doubt and hesitation, skepticism. I just invented a new word, skepticism. I love it. I'm sorry. And certainly objections. And, you know, it's very important, especially in this climate with the pandemic, that we kind of offer evidence to put people at ease and to really attack, if you will, for lack of a better word, that hesitation that they have, and to put them at ease without being salesy. I'm inventing all kinds of words today. Without being salesy. In this case, it's salesy. And I'm going to tell you what, folks. I wasn't drinking today, but I really probably should have. I should have been drinking because I'm a hell of a lot more articulate when I've had a couple of bourbons. And we'll see later on when I slam down a few. So there you have it with that part of it. We talked about using this concept of a potato chip demo. We used one example of there might be an aspect of your solution that really resonated. And it's not just one that actually resonated. Maybe there's part of it that should have, but you feel went over their head. Well, then you could do that pre-recorded WebEx. You have that other example where I said, you know, the guy that has a cigar lounge, and perhaps somebody seemed very interested in this humidor and the customization of the cigar bands and everything. Well, show them that. We also talked about these companies where service is really, really important. Or perhaps that's one of your competitive edges or the competitive edge that you have. You have this incredible service department. Well, the way that you can reinforce that and reiterate the point is maybe you could get on a Zoom call with someone from the service department and you could maybe talk through some things to put them at ease, video it, send it along. We also talked about this idea when a prospect has a question, or maybe it would be really important to teach them something. One of the best ways that you can do it, unless we're just overcomplicating it, would be to use this potato chip demo. But we also said A key part to the potato chip demo is knowing that we're not looking to fill a belly. We're not looking to have them walk away. Okay, I know everything I need to know about Paul Castain and Castain training systems. No, what we want to do is make them hungry to continue the conversation about our solution. So that's where this whole reverse call to action comes into place. And we simply to utilize this reverse call to action, what we're going to do is we're simply going to tell them the day and time that we're going to call them back with the rest of the story or with something else that, you know, you left out that you just want to talk to them about. See, this builds anticipation. We said the brain has this need, almost an obsession with resolving things. It doesn't like these open-ended things that just out there looping around and looping around. It wants the resolution. So there you have it, folks. A real simple tactic that you can use to expedite your deals. And I'll also tell you that you could actually use this tactic not just for the deals that you have right now that are pending and the brand new deals that you're working on, but you could also use the potato chip demo to get in front of potential clients. So anyway, I want to leave you with this. We're going to be doing a webinar, and it's a topic that we haven't addressed yet in any of the numerous webinars that I've been doing this year, and it's called How to Sell to the Hesitant Buyer. And all of us across the board are seeing longer sales cycles and people hesitating. But here's the key. How do we possibly encourage someone to make a move now versus after the holidays, after the pandemic, you know, in the second half of the new year, whatever it is? How do we encourage someone to do it now versus later without coming across as sleazy and desperate? If you'd like to learn more about this webinar, I hope you do. We're going to be doing this on December 15th from 11:30 a.m. to 12:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Please visit yoursalesplaybook.com/sell now, all lowercase, all one word, yoursalesplaybook.com/sell now. With that, I'm Paul Castain from yoursalesplaybook.com. I am wishing you an incredible week ahead. Go get them. The Sales Playbook Podcast is a Castain Training Systems production. Subscribe to our free sales tips by visiting yoursalesplaybook.com/subscribe.